Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Welcome back to Reading the Word with me, Justin Reed. So glad to hear that you are tuned in with us. Why? Because we are beginning a brand new study today. We're going to take us a little while to get through it, but I have deemed it to be worthy of our time and attention, so I hope that you will grab your Bible. We're going to be talking about the Word. Now, when I wrote this series of lessons, or was involved in this series of lessons, it was 5 Sunday morning sermons. It will take us a little while longer than that, but I think we're going to have a good time studying it, because what we're going to do is we're going to open God's Word and we're going to read it and apply it to our lives. I'll be reading everything today, unless I note otherwise, from the King James Version. And so when we talk about the Word, well, our first lesson in this series is entitled The Beginning. And in fact, our lesson text is taken from John chapter 1 and the first 5 verses, which is really our key text, our underlying text, if you will, for the entirety of this series. When John writes his gospel account, which according to historians was the last written gospel account, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Now, if you notice, as I was reading from John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, that sounds awful similar to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, we see in Genesis 1 and verse 1, not only does it introduce us to God, the fourth word in the Bible, in the beginning God, it also introduces us to the power of God, how He created the heavens and the earth. Well, friends, here in John chapter 1, verse 1, we're introduced to God's Son. And verse 2 tells us the same was in the beginning with God, and the darkness did not comprehend Him. Friends, when we are studying why John wrote his gospel account, his purpose was to prove the deity of Christ. Now, John spends an entire book of 21 chapters proving, in fact, in John 20, verse 31, he says, "These things are written that you might believe." Friends, it took John one book to accomplish what Mark said in Mark chapter 1, verse 1. "This is the gospel of Jesus Christ." Both of them accomplish the same thing, but John goes deeper. Friends, today is a day of new beginnings because we're starting this new study. I want you to think about something. Imagine, where were you 1 year ago, or 1 month ago, or even where were you yesterday? How have you changed? Maybe you've got a new job, or you've retired from your job. Maybe you've got a new haircut, a new car, a new house. Hopefully you've grown spiritually stronger. Friends, there are some people this very moment, sadly, that have never named the name of Jesus Christ as their Savior. And friends, there are people right now, and you may be one of them, you may be struggling with a burden in this life. Friends, that's why we're so thankful for new beginnings. Things in the past will stay there. Things in the future aren't here yet. Friends, we need to focus on today, because today is always the best time to learn about God. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about in the beginning was the Word. That is our first lesson. And our first point in that, after we've accomplished the introductory material, we need to realize, friends, that the Word, literally the Word, is eternal. Now, if you're looking at John chapter 1 and verse 1 with me, you'll notice that Word has a capital W. That's not just any old word like an article or a preposition, but friends, when we see in the beginning was the capital W-O-R-D, that's referring to Jesus the Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We see, and the same was in the beginning, verse 2, with Him. Friends, we see that the Word is eternal. Eternal, defined as having infinite duration. It is everlasting. We know that heaven will be eternal punishment, but friends, hell will be an eternal damnation. It can also mean of or relating to eternity, and also eternal can be characterized by abiding in the fellowship with God. When Mark writes his gospel account, as rendered in the Revised Standard Version, Mark chapter 10, verse 17, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Friends, if it is eternal, it has no short shelf life. Look at what Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 25, where Peter says, "But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you." The word of the Lord endureth, ETH. Friends, anytime in the King James translation you see an ETH ending, that means a continual or a habitual thing. So Peter is telling us that the word of God will forever, it will habitually endure. Why does John point back to the creation then is the question that we need to ask ourselves from John chapter 1. Well, is talking about the beginning of time in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Friends, our concept of time goes back to this very day. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's where our time, everything starts at that moment. Nothing happened before that we have recorded, and then, of course, we have everything that has happened after. We see, friends, that we all have a beginning. You think about walking to a cemetery, and you're going to notice that every tombstone has a beginning date and an ending date. Every event in history, the War of 1812, has a starting date and an ending date. But friends, I want you to note something here in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Friends, He does not change. God does not change. God is eternal. We need to pause our study here. Join me on the other side of this break. We'll continue reading the Word.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you for sticking around here on Reading the Word with me, Justin Reed. I do hope you will take the chance to visit us sometime at the Wood Church of Christ. We're studying "In the beginning was the Word," and we're taking that from John chapter 1 and the first 5 verses, and we see that Jesus Christ is eternal. That's where we stopped on the previous side of this break with Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. You don't believe me? Go back to the first chapter of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, "And God said, let us," note the word "us," "make man in our," note the word "man" "image." Let us, plural, make the image of man in our, plural. Friends, talking about Jesus, God, and the Father were all there in the beginning. Now, there was a problem. In fact, the disciples could not really understand this. And we see that in John chapter 6, verse 60 and following. "Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured, he said unto them, does this offend you? What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up as he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit. They are life. There are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed him not, and who should betray him. And Jesus said, therefore I said unto you that no man can come to me, except it were given of him of my Father." Then from that day many followed him no longer. And when Christ turns to his disciples and said, "Will you also go away?" Peter makes that landmark confession, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." We see God's words through Jesus Christ are eternal, and we need to remember that. We see that first off, in the beginning was the Word that is eternal. Well, next we need to talk about the Word of God and the fact that it is truth. And so then that begs the question, and I'm sure you're wanting to ask me, Brother Justin, what is truth? truth, real facts about something, things that are true. Friends, Jesus Christ tells us in the 8th chapter of John in the 32nd verse, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Friends, that tells me and that tells you that we can know what God has said. And by knowing, we can apply it. And by applying it, friends, we can be made free. When Jesus Christ prays that beautiful prayer to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, in John chapter 17 and verse 17, he says, "To sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Friends, the word of God is truth, but also Jesus Christ is truth. Because in John chapter 1, go back to the beginning of that gospel account with me and jump down to verse 14. And the word, we've already discussed, the word there capitalized is Jesus the Christ. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father. He was full of grace, and He was also full of truth." We see when John writes again towards the end of the first century, there in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1, watch how he begins this letter. "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, we have seen with our eyes, we have looked upon, and our hands have handled," watch this, "of the Word of life." Friends, Jesus Christ is the truth. Now, Jesus Christ was human, just like we are, yet when the Hebrew writer writes, in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, says that he did no sin, although he was tempted in every point, like as we are, yet did no sin. Peter tells us, not even any guile was found in his mouth. Friends, Jesus was human, but he was also God in the flesh. And when he was God in the flesh, he told us in John chapter 14 and verse 6, he says, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but or except or by through me." We see in John chapter 18, verses 36 and 37, that Jesus spoke about the fact that he bore witness of the truth. John 18, 36, Jesus answered and said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest I am a king. To this end was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice." Friends, Jesus Christ says his job was to bear witness of the truth. And he also tells us in John chapter 8, we've already mentioned the 32nd verse, but if we jump back a verse and pick that one up again, in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, Jesus Christ tells us, "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So we see Jesus was human, just as we are, but at the same time, he was also God in the flesh, and he came to bear witness of the truth. Friends, you know, when we talk about truth, truth always wins. In court cases, those true documents, although it may be to a heinous crime, but if they're true, that's the heavy burden of evidence in disputes, and friends, ultimately, on the judgment day, we see that truth always wins. "And ye shall know the truth." Friends, truth is attainable. Truth is knowable. Truth is doable. And the only truth in the world comes from the Word of God. Now, you may find some very intelligent people, and they may tell you some very intelligent things. But friends, if it does not come from the Word of God, I would not rest my eternal soul's either salvation or condemnation on that matter. Truth always wins. And we see the ultimate standard of truth in the world today is the Word of God. Friends, we're going to have to pause our study here. We are just barely scratching the surface as we're looking at the Word. I hope you'll join me next week for our Bible study, same time, same place. If you would like a copy of these notes, they're all on my website. Just Google Justin Reed Bible. That's R-E-E-D, Justin Reed Bible. Click on Justin Reed's Bible Resources, and I would love to put these notes in your hand. I'm going to leave you with a quotation from Numbers chapter 6. May the good Lord bless you. May he keep you. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.